Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
One of the biggest companies in Ireland is Ornua in the export of dairy products. Of course, they own the Kerrygold brand and they have full year results out for 2024. And now to discuss them is Conor Galvin, who's on the line, and he is the CEO at Ornua. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you?
Good. Listen, it's a tough time, as we know. We'll come on to the US market and tariffs and all that side of things. But before we do that, just if you could outline for our listeners how the business is doing and how you're doing in the various key markets that you're in.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks, Emmett, for the opportunity to speak to you and the listeners this morning. So I suppose we're, first of all, very excited about our results that we're announcing today. Maybe if we take a step back and just tell you exactly who Ornua is. We are a global dairy exporter, as you said, but we're a cooperative of the dairy cooperatives in Ireland. And our role in the dairy industry is to take our members' milk and to market that all around the world and give that value back to our dairy farmers. So the business is unique in that sense. It's grass-fed milk, so it's unique in the global sense. And as you say, it's the milk and the cream that we use to produce Kerrygold, and that is the jewel in our crown. This year, we're announcing results which are up on last year. So our group turnover at 3.4 billion euros is steady with last year, but the operating profit up 11.8%, and that's in a world where market conditions are what I would describe as complex and difficult, and our member co-ops, our customer partners, and our consumers all together delivering that result.
Give our listeners just some idea of how important the US market is versus other markets in Europe and Asia and so on.
Well, I suppose the US market is one of our large markets. So Kerrygold cheese and butter in the US market are important to us. The butter business and the cheese business has grown over the last number of years. But Ornua is a diversified business. So we would have significant businesses in Germany, in the UK. We've obviously got our home market here in Ireland and other markets around the world. We're in 110 countries. And we also have an ingredients business. So, you know, it's a diversified global business. And the Kerrygold brand as part of that will turn up in most countries that you visit. And you don't have to look for it too hard to find it in supermarkets. It is an important brand in the UK. And you know, in particular, you know, our butter is becoming iconic in the sense that we have a lot of consumers who become advocates for the brand. So the US is one market, but there are others as well.
OK, now listen, you, in your statement out this morning, you say, following a complex year, we're now entering a period of much uncertainty driven by ongoing global trade tensions. So can we get an update on that? Obviously, there's reciprocal tariffs on EU imports into the US of 10%. So are you live dealing with the tariff issue right now? And how are you coping with that?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I suppose it's regretful to see the tariffs having been placed on imports into the US a couple of weeks ago. We've heard a lot about tariffs, and I'm even struck by the headlines you read from the newspaper there, where practically every newspaper has it as front page news. A tariff is a tax on an import. So what the tariffs will do is they will increase the landed cost of the product going into the US. And you're right, the uncertainty here is the challenge. Where we find ourselves right now is in a situation where we know some of what is happening, in the sense that there's a 10% tariff has been placed on imports into the US. But the balance of the tariff being 10% is currently paused. So that uncertainty around will that 10% come back? When will it come back? It disappeared quite quickly when it was paused last week. And all of these dynamics make it quite difficult to predict what the situation will be.
And Conor, have you been able to get any stock into the US ahead of time? I see a lot of pharma companies doing that. Has that been something you've been able to do to at least lighten the blow on the company?
Yeah, we did. I mean, just to, so your listeners are aware, the product is made across the spring and summer. So most of the product is made between March and late summer into the autumn. So everything that we had at the end of last year's season that was due for the US went to the US. I guess the success of the brand means that actually most of that product is sold. So we have a small number of weeks of stock in the US that get us started for 2025. The season has now started again. But the stock levels that we have are you know, relatively small for the size of the business that we have. And that's the way we run our business.
Okay.
We make the product to sell it.
Now, you're not a quoted company, so you don't give market guidance. But can you just give our listeners some idea of what you're expecting? I know that's a difficult question because of the unpredictable person in the White House. But can you give them some idea, and even your member co-ops and dairy producers, what you might be looking at in the year ahead and how sales might go depending on the tariffs and, you know, strategies the company can do to ameliorate some of this? Can you just give us some idea on that front?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a reasonably good start to 2025, and I think our members are in a better place than they were in this time last year. Market prices are better. The weather at the start of the year has been better to start up the dairy season. And I suppose our newest role here now is to try and remove as much uncertainty as possible from the market. So in a lot of our markets, I would be very positive about the outlook for 2025. And as you say, the uncertainty in the US, I think we just need to work through. We need to work very closely with our customers. And we need to continue delivering the product to our consumers that they're so loyal to and that they see value in.
And when you say work through, can you just sort of, what does that mean?
Well, I think it's trying to get a sense of what does certainty and equilibrium look like. So when will the situation settle down, and then how do we go about dealing with the situation? Right now, because there is some uncertainty around tariffs, and I would welcome the negotiations happening between the European Union and the US to try and have some sort of negotiated agreement.
And would you be looking at, like, is it possible you could be looking at a big sales drop in the year ahead? Is that a prospect?
I think it's too early to say, Emmett. I think what we need to try and figure out here is what's the equilibrium going to look like in a tariff when things settle down, and then work through it. I mean, we have very loyal customers in the US. We have a brand that's very strong. We have a product that's unique. And that unique product, we feel, is going to allow us to trade our way through the uncertainty that's in the market at the moment.
Right. So it might be a split between some of it passed on to consumers, some of it absorbed. You know, you'll have to work that out.
I think we'll have to work that out. And I think, you know, over the coming weeks, we'll have those discussions with the retailers and try and figure out exactly how the balance is found and you know how we continue to deliver Kerrygold to our consumers in the US.
All right. Well, listen, at least you're going into it in good shape with those results. Operating profits up almost 12%. Thank you for joining us very much and walking us through what the year ahead holds. Conor Galvin, who is the CEO of Food and Dairy Group Ornua.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.